You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Richard Passwater. Richard, before the break, you were talking about how women lose more collagen than men, and that as we age, we lose collagen. You mentioned something about deep wrinkles. Now, the deeper the wrinkles is an indicator that that people are low in collagen. Is there can people increase their collagen and their wrinkles, go away or get smoother?
Absolutely. As an example, in a 20-week study that was done with Biosil, women took either two capsules that had just plant fiber in them, a placebo capsule, or two Biosil capsules a day for the 20 weeks. And these were women between 40 and 65. And the women that took the placebo capsules with just the plant fiber, their wrinkles increased in depth. Or got about 11% deeper during the course of this study, where the women taking Biosil capsules got 19% less deep or more shallow during the course of the study. So it was a 30% difference. Yeah. A woman once, during one of my talks, said she liked that because her evil twin sister was going to get older looking while she got younger looking. And I thought it was a cute saying, so I stole it from her. I use it frequently now. And in that same study, skin elasticity was measured over on the side of the forehead by sending shockwaves through the skin to measure the integrity of the collagen network and the elastin network. And the measurements in the group taking Biosil actually improved 89% compared to the group taking the placebo. So it was a quite impressive study showing that in just a five-month period, taking a nutritional supplement could make a very dynamic difference in somebody's skin. In a different study, with women with osteopenia, which is thinning bones, not quite to the osteoporosis stage yet, but these women had a T-score between minus 1 and minus 2.5. They took one Biosil capsule a day along with a calcium and vitamin D supplement, and they grew 15% more bone collagen and increased their bone mineral density at the hip 2% more than a similar group of women that were taking a placebo along with the calcium and vitamin D, the same amount of calcium and vitamin D.
And that was over what kind of period of time?
That was a one-year period in the bone study. Yeah. And the most researched topic on Biosil is actually hair. And in a nine-month study on hair with women between 18 and 65, and women took two Biosil capsules, or they took two placebo capsules, and the women taking the Biosil capsules grew, their hair became 13% thicker and stronger than the women that were taking the placebo capsules. And then in our most recent study, we were talking earlier about joints, but the most recent study was a joint study. It was presented this summer in Paris. Of course, they sent me to an agriculture conference in Seattle instead of going to Paris. But the men in this study took two Biosil capsules for 12 weeks, and they had a reduction, stopped the cartilage breakdown by measuring. The researchers measured markers of collagen or breakdown in the cartilage, and it also improved the men's WOMAC scores quite dramatically in the 12-week period. The WOMAC is a questionnaire. It's a standardized, validated questionnaire for measuring knee pain, and these men had osteoarthritis in the knee, and scores improved 43% overall from the start of the study to the end of the study. And there were five questions about pain, and the men improved their pain parameters 48%. It was 26% better than the placebo group. There were two questions about stiffness, and the stiffness also improved 48% from the start to the end of the study. It was 35% better than the placebo group, and there were 17 questions regarding the difficulty doing daily tasks. It's not a very exotic list of things, but it's very practical daily activities like going up and down stairs, getting in and out of a car, putting on your socks, going shopping, things like that. And the men taking the two Biosil capsules improved their ability to do these daily tasks by 41%. It was 25% better than the placebo. So overall, it was a 43% improvement, 26% better than the placebo.
If somebody, I was going to ask you, Dr. Passwater, or I mean, not Dr. Passwater, but Richard. I was going to ask you if somebody has, let's say they're in line, they're, you know, how they got, they're in a waiting list for an operation, or even if they're considering like a knee operation, a hip operation, you know, where it's worn down, will Biosil and this collagen production really, can it make a difference at all?
Back when I went to school, we were always taught that people were born with the amount of collagen that they were going to have, or the amount of cartilage that we were going to have. And whether the body can regenerate cartilage or not is a very dynamic and controversial topic. But I'm a very big believer that as long as somebody still has chondroblasts, which are cells that make collagen in the cartilage, the body's able to regrow cartilage. The body can definitely regrow collagen in ligaments and tendons and in skin and bone, which you know can improve overall health as well. But some of the stories we hear in testimonials about Biosil also give us a lot of confidence that the Biosil is also improving the synovial fluid in the joints, which is what cushions it's a fluid that's inside a ligament-based capsule that helps cushion the joint, especially like in the knee and at the shoulder and the elbow when we use them. And as people age, and the collagen network breaks down in cartilage and ligaments and in tendons, it puts more pressure on the synovial fluid, and the viscosity of the synovial fluid breaks down. And I'm a big believer that Biosil can be used by the cells that make a new hyaluronic acid and that repair the existing hyaluronic acid to replace and repair the synovial fluid and increase its viscosity and help in a secondary way as well.
I was going to ask you, is there anybody or any cases where people should not be taking, should we not be trying to increase their collagen by taking something like Biosil?
I don't think there's ever a time in somebody's life where increasing collagen is a bad idea. We do always recommend that women that are pregnant and nursing always speak with their health professional prior to taking any type of dietary supplement. And there's nothing about Biosil that would be alarming, but just as a general rule, it's always a great idea to talk with a health professional prior to, if somebody's pregnant, prior to taking any supplement. And the only types of people that we suggest that don't take Biosil are people with on kidney dialysis. People that are on kidney dialysis are recommended not to eat silicon because of some studies back in the 1970s that linked it with kidney stones and people with complete kidney failure. It's not at all a concern for people that don't have kidney failure, and I think it can actually help help the body manage the calcium better to help prevent kidney stones. But people with kidney failure should talk to their doctor about their whether they can take it or not. But regular people have no concern.
Richard, so in your testimonials, what are people telling you about whether they notice when they take something like Biosil?
The number one area of testimonials I hear in my travels is with skin elasticity, and the number two is about nails. We I get a tremendous amount of testimonial too is on in the joint application. I always like to talk about the science. We have over 20 years and over $13 million of science. Most of it's double-blind, placebo-controlled studies that are published in top medical journals that are done on the same exact product that's available in health food stores throughout Canada. And the testimonials are great to augment that and that clinical data. And skin elasticity seems to be the number one area that I hear personally testimonials in. It seems that as people get older, what they really don't like beauty-wise is like a sagging skin and a dull, a lifeless-looking skin. And Biosil increases the collagen in the skin quite dramatically, increases the elasticity. The one study we spoke about, it was an 89% increase compared to the placebo.
Richard, we're right out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. Is there any place that you recommend that people can get more information?
Oh, the website biosilusa.com is a great resource, as is the preferred nutrition website, pno.ca. They're two wonderful sites.
Richard, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.